there's no state law prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression. Some localities, including the city of Ketchikan, have addressed this through local ordinances. Ketchikan's Borough Assembly voted 6-1 on Monday, calling on state lawmakers to create broad protections across Alaska.
I think it's sad that this day and age, actually, it's not sad, it's a travesty that this day and age, we have to make laws like this.
Ketchikan Borough Assembly member Sven Westergaard co-sponsored the motion.
To not judge a person by their acts and what they do, if they're a good or bad person, to judge them by how they look or who they love. It just boils my blood.
Co-sponsor AJ Pierce agreed.
I do believe that this state should be an all-inclusive state, of which we are not at this point.
The Assembly voted 6-1 to endorse a statewide anti-discrimination law, with Assemblymember Susan Pickrell the lone vote against. But Borough Mayor Rodney Dial, who normally casts votes to break a tie, used his power to veto the measure.
You know, I simply can't have any part of this because of my faith.
It's come up in Ketchikan before. Heavenly Creations, a flower shop that reportedly declined to take an order for a same-sex wedding, caused community uproar that eventually led Ketchikan City Council to pass an anti-discrimination ordinance. Dial argued that Christian artists and artisans shouldn't be required to create works that violate their religious beliefs. Attorneys for a Colorado cake shop owner made a similar argument in front of the Supreme Court in 2017. But the court declined to rule on that specific question. Another case from Washington State remains unsettled. Dial told fellow borough assembly members that everyone experiences discrimination in one form or another.
And if you don't believe that's true, go wear a MAGA hat through Seattle and see how many businesses you get kicked out of.
And beyond that, he argued that anti-gay discrimination isn't widespread in Ketchikan.
There's very little discrimination in town. To begin with, there's many Christian businesses out there that sell to everybody every day.
Assemblymember Austin Otis didn't appear convinced. He says anyone should be able to access a public-facing business. He pointed out that state legislation would not affect religious institutions like churches.
I just don't think you have the right to discriminate against people and hide behind your religion. Doing so while also having your door open to the public for business.
The Assembly would need 5 votes to override Dial's veto. Otis says that given the 6-1 vote, he's confident the Assembly will ultimately override the borough mayor's veto. The Assembly's next meeting is September 7th. With additional reporting from Eric Stone, I'm Rebecca Tauber in Ketchikan.